This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, the good news. President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize may overshadow winners of this year's Nobel recognition, but many people are particularly pleased that four women were awarded Nobels this week. Carol W. Greidner, a geneticist from Johns Hopkins University, and Elizabeth H. Blackburn, a biochemist at the University of California, shared the 2009 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, worth about $1.4 million. The third recipient was Jack Szostak, a geneticist at Harvard Medical School. This is the first time that a Science Nobel Prize has been awarded to more than one woman. The researchers received the prize for their discovery of a protective cap that prevents chromosomes from falling apart when cells divide. The research plays a vital role in the study of aging and cancer. Ada E. Yonath from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, Israel, became the fourth woman to win the 2000 Nobel Prize for Chemistry. She was awarded the prize for ribosome research, which is being used to develop new antibiotics. The other two winners of the chemistry prize were Venkatraman Ramakrishnan from the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge, England, and Thomas A. Stites at Yale University in New Haven. The fourth female recognized was Herta Müller, a Romanian-born novelist and essayist. She became the 12th woman and the first German in a decade to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. More news to cheer this week. Shawana Nelson made history on October 2nd when a federal appeals court decided she could sue the Arkansas corrections officer who repeatedly shackled her to a bed while in the final stages of labor. The same court, however, did rule that the prison director was immune from being sued. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit decided that Nelson's treatment was cruel and unusual punishment and violated the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. We cheer a new exhibit at London University, which will celebrate 30 years of South Asian women's involvement in British workplace struggles. This exhibit charts the significant role played by South Asian women in two historic industrial disputes, a strike at the Grunwick Photo Processing Laboratory between 1976 and 78, and the 2005 dispute at Gate Gourmet. This exhibit runs from October 8, 2009 to March 31, 2010 at the Women's Library at London Metropolitan University. Cheers for freshman Senator Al Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota, who proposed an amendment to the 2010 Defense Appropriations Bill that will further protect the privacy of employees sexually assaulted on the job. The amendment would ban federal defense contracts for companies that require employees who are sexually assaulted to have cases heard by a private arbitrator instead of a court. We cheer the Chicago City Council, who responded to complaints from a local Planned Parenthood and approved a measure requiring anti-choice activists to stay at least 8 feet away from patients outside medical facilities in Chicago or face a fine of up to $500. Alderman Vi Daly, the measure's sponsor, told the Chicago Tribune, quote, "To me, this is all about safety. Patients are being harassed," unquote. Now for the bad news. Cell phone photographs of women being beaten, raped, and humiliated in Guinea, West Africa are circulating across the region. The photographs depict brutal sexual violence by Guinean soldiers during a political demonstration at a stadium on September 28th. The exact number of women who were attacked is unknown. Many victims are said to be reluctant to speak or reveal their identities because of public shame or fear of retribution, and local doctors refuse to come forward. Sidya Touré, a former prime minister who was beaten at the stadium and was among those who said he witnessed the brutalities, said, quote, "This time a new stage has been reached. Women as battlefield targets. We never could have imagined that," unquote. The attacks, including the killings of at least 157 people, according to local human rights organization, but the government estimates that the death toll is 56. Captain Musa Dadis Kamara, the leader of the military junta, has denied responsibility for the attacks, but foreign diplomats have said the violence has undermined his standing with other countries. Bernard Kouchner, the foreign minister of France, said his country would no longer work with Kamara. More news to jeer this week. Approximately 42% of the 536,000 maternal deaths worldwide occur during childbirth. This is a finding of research led by Save the Children, the Gates Foundation, and Johns Hopkins University, with investigators from 12 countries. The study was released on October 6th at the International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics World Congress in Cape Town, South Africa, and published in the October edition of the Federation's journal. Despite the decline in maternal mortality in India, tens of thousands of women continue to die annually during pregnancy or because of childbirth-related complications, this reported by the New York-based Human Rights Watch. Aruna Kashyap, a lead researcher, said 75% of those deaths are preventable. One out of every 70 Indian women who reach reproductive age will die from pregnancy, childbirth, or unsafe abortions. We jeer the situation described by a new survey of 8,000 Kenyan women ages 15 to 49, which found that 39% of them, married, divorced, or separated, were physically or sexually abused by their husbands or partners. Despite modernization, Kenyan men are becoming more violent, sexually assaulting their partners in the home or elsewhere. This research was conducted for the Kenya Demographic and Health Survey 2008-2009, which has yet to be released. We jeer the fact that lesbians are up to 3 times more likely than other military personnel to be discharged from the military under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which bans openly gay men, lesbians, and bisexual service members. In 2008, female service members from every branch of the military were discharged at a disproportionately high rate. Under the policy, women received 56 of the 90 total Air Force discharges, 61% of the firings. And we jeer a new Oklahoma law which will require doctors to reveal detailed information on women's abortions, which will then be posted on the state's Department of Health public website. The law will take effect on November 1st, and supporters claim that women's privacy will be protected because their names and addresses will not be published. A lawsuit by the Center for Reproductive Rights, based in New York, was filed on September 29th in Oklahoma City to challenge the controversial provision. We also note that demonstrators are planning rallies outside movie theaters across the country and abroad on October 10th to counteract media and Hollywood support of film director Roman Polanski. This according to the Chicago-based PAVE, Promoting Awareness, Victim Empowerment, website. The demonstrations are part of the global campaign, Rape is Rape. This event is being organized by PAVE, a national grassroots nonprofit organization. Volunteers will collect signatures at theaters for a petition that supports survivors of sexual violence. We also note that married women between the ages of 18 and 34 are more likely to know their spouse's finances before marriage and are more likely to manage the couple's finances. These findings, based on a national telephone survey of 1,000 American adults, found that 37% of younger married women handle all the household finances, compared to 30% of young married men. And we note that revised 2007 HIV figures for pregnant women were released this week by South Africa's Department of Health in response to heavy criticism from academics. The department initially published the figures in a September 2008 report, while under the supervision of the country's controversial health minister, Manto Tashabala Mismang. The report stated that South Africa's HIV prevalence figure among pregnant women ages 15 to 49 was 28%, a drop from the 2006 figure of 29.1%. This was rejected by two high-profile South African demographers, and academics recognized inconsistency between district and provincial HIV figures. These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E! News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.